This is not my output. That is my output. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For some reason, when I plug this microphone in, my sound output switched to the microphone that I'm...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That happens.
Oh, because it's got a headphone jack on it.
Yeah. Huh.
Who knew?
Probably not everybody. Me. Everybody but you.
I'm literally.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm like, really all I'm doing right now is I'm installing some games on my laptop.
Right on.
Through Steam.
Through because Steam.
This laptop can handle that.
Does it got a graphics card?
It does.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty... Pretty excited. Ooh, I should install Final Fantasy VII and play that. The real one, not the gay one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. I'm Trevor, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey!
It's me. Yeah, you should definitely do that thing. I
haven't played that in a long time.
I played through it on the Switch very recently. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Game's still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, really fucking good game, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume it would still hold up pretty well.
Turns out they shouldn't have fucked it up. I mean, some of the mini games, like the part where you're skiing down the hill, and the submarine thing, and the motorcycle thing...
Are all dumb.
All bad.
Oh, I understand.
But they're also, like 2-minute segments in a 50-hour game, so...
Sure.
Other than that,
only 50 hours.
I mean, you can get more out of it, but I wasn't doing any gold chocobo shit or anything like that. So I think I actually did it in like 40 some.
Okay, I guess that's not bad.
I wasn't doing. I can't imagine any side shit.
I just can't imagine not getting fucking Knights of the Round and shit.
Yeah, you know what? I was just trying to burn through it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play through the main game. I didn't want to fuck with all the side shit. I barely used, like, I leveled so hard that I pretty much, until, like, maybe the final boss, only used melee attacks.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's impressive.
Yeah, at the final boss is pretty much the only time I had to, like, actually bust out spells and shit.
Oh, man.
So. You know,
so I'm scrolling through looking at my Steam list, all the games I have. So many fucking games on here that half of them I probably never touched.
Yeah,
but there are some that I have played and were excellent. There's one recommendation for people is a game called Little Inferno.
Okay.
Did you ever play that?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, I beat it and I had 3 hours into it, so it's not a real long game. But it's a little indie game where you're basically in a house, like, during, I think it's like during a nuclear winter.
Okay.
And you have to find shit and burn it in your fireplace to stay warm.
Huh.
And different combinations of items will do different things. And it's super, it's just got like a really... the styling is real. It's real cartoony, but it's, I don't know, something about it. It's a good game.
All right.
Good little quick game to do. So Little Inferno, people.
Inferno. I'll check it out when I have time. Sure. When I get through all the stupid shit I'm playing right now.
And then there's all the games I got, like got this game called The Long Dark.
I've heard of that.
Which is a survival game. And it was, it seems like it has potential, but at the same time, I probably am just really not cut out for that type of game.
Yeah.
Because it's a survival game.
Yeah.
And there's literally nothing happening except for you walking around freezing to death, trying to find shit to not freeze to death and starve.
So survival games evolved into the battle royale genre.
Yes.
And then I stopped playing any survival games because I'm like, oh, wait, you can have like the searching around for shit aspect and still a video game. I think I'll take it.
Yeah, it's
Like,
it's weird.
It's like PUBG came out and I'm like, oh, I don't need any of those survival games at all ever again.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because, I mean, that's, they all started, I mean, like, I guess Minecraft started the whole thing, but then I'd say DayZ was the thing that really at least got me into it, and I think made it blow up in a way where you're going around and looking for beans and water and shit, and then finding and scrounging for weapons and shit. And then DayZ spun off into, I think it had its own battle royale version, but the what I know of is somebody stole the whole idea and made that game H1Z1.
Yes.
That was basically exactly like DayZ. And then that spun off into a battle royale game called H1Z1 something subtitle. That was the first fucking PUBG. And then PUBG is like, no, I'm just going to do exactly the same thing, but leave all the zombies out of it entirely. And then, you know, the rest was history. And then, you know, fucking that other Minecraft spinoff is like, well, our survival game with Minecraft shit isn't popular. What if we just turned it into a battle royale and then Fortnite became the biggest game in the universe?
And I don't get it.
Cause
I don't. I've watched people play it and I just don't.
Fortnite started as a Minecraft / DayZ hybrid where you had to find a bunch of shit to build up shelters to survive waves of zombie attacks. And then nobody cared about it. And then they're like, oh, we can just real easy retool this into a fucking battle royale game and give it away for free. And it became the biggest game in the history of video games.
I mean, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? Fuck it.
Well, it works on a few fronts. One, the game type is really fucking fun. Like, I don't particularly care for Fortnite's take on it. But the battle royale game style is fucking kind of just a cool concept.
Right.
And they gave it away for free first, before anybody else was giving them away for free, because PUBG was $30. And it can play on fucking anything. It's on phones, it's on tablets, it's on every fucking PC ever, it's on every console ever. You can play Fortnite on anything for fucking free. So, you know.
Yeah.
Cost of entry is zero.
Fuck.
Hey, man. If you want a thing to be popular, give it away. That's the...
Right. Yep, and sell skins.
Yep. Yep, yep. That's the other thing they did smart, is people who figured out... Like, I think Valve figured it out before anybody, but that... Instead of charging for gameplay things, you just charge for cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it works way, way better.
Mm-hmm.
There are still too many games charging for gameplay shits that bothers me.
Which is, that, I mean, that was kind of an issue with, what was that, fucking League of Legends?
Yes.
Because you had to pay for certain fucking... You know,
for guys, you had to buy the fucking characters.
Yeah, because they only had certain free guys available at a time.
Right. And if you wanted to, if you had a specific guy or even a specific range of dudes, it's like, oh, I got to buy each one individually, which is one thing Dota. I don't like any of those games. I think fucking MOBAs are bad.
Yeah.
But Dota's like, no, here's all 106 or whatever the fuck number of characters they have for free. Just buy different stupid hats for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, is the way to go with that sort of fucking video game. I finished God of War 3. I'm through the God of War mainline series. Well, I haven't played 4 yet, I guess. But I'm through the original God of War trilogy.
Okay.
And I started playing, so... When those games were coming out, they released handheld PSP spin-offs, basically, called God of War Chains of Olympus and God of War Ghost of Sparta.
Yes.
And those later came out in like a HD console remaster for the PlayStation 3, and I bought the that collection that had those in it years in, like, I don't know, fucking 2012. And so I'm finally playing through those now.
Oh, nice.
So I'm working my way through my fourth God of War game right now. I don't know why I'm not bored of it yet. It's kind of just, you know, each game is very, like, they're basically the same thing over and over and over again. Like, different areas, but, like, essentially all the same monsters and all the same shit. But it's so fucking fun that I'm, like, still enjoying doing it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's, you know, what matters in a game, really.
Right. So my goal is to hopefully get through these two. And then maybe go pick up God of War Ascension, which is the last PlayStation 3 one, which I guess is a prequel from that takes place before the entire series. I don't know. I never played it because I was kind of burnt out on the series when it came out.
So, yeah.
So we'll see if we get that far. Or if there's a video game store open that I can find it at, you know, when I get there.
Sure. And so the other day I was... I posted something about a video game in one of the groups I'm in.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was like, you know, you've never really talked about what games you like.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you talk about the music you like, but you don't talk about a lot of the games.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we're all Shining Force fans. So,
nerds.
I mean, they're great games. Just saying.
Okay.
They are great games.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, and I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, fuck, man, it's been so long since I've gotten into serious games. Like, I'm to the point in my life where I kind of like the ones where you can sit down and get something out of playing for half an hour, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have 3 hours at a time normally to play a video game.
Sure, I get it.
And I find that kind of really takes me out of a lot of RPGs, which is also, this was sort of contrary to what I just said, but the Shining Force games or tactical RPGs, you can do that because you go in, do a fight that usually takes between 15 and 45 minutes, and then boom.
Play a battle and get out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I did that with one of the Game Gear version of Shining Force, and I had a lot of fun doing it because, you know, I just picked it up here and there. And it's like the story's never super in depth, but the gameplay is always just good enough that you know, doesn't bother you so much that the stories are kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
At least on that one. That one was pretty light story wise. But the two Sega Genesis ones are pretty good. Have you ever played them?
Shining Force?
Yeah.
You let me borrow Shining Force 2, I think, once.
Okay.
And I played... I'm sure we've talked about it. I think I played, like, halfway through it, maybe. And I didn't... Tactics RPGs are not for me.
Okay.
But that one was so fucking good, I still got, like, halfway through it before I stopped playing it.
Right.
Like, if I had to guess, I can't remember because it's been, you know, fucking 10, 15 years. Who knows at this point, 20 fucking years. Yeah. But I think I got like 10 or 20 hours into it. I started getting people into their, like, what is it called? They like have a second level or whatever.
Yeah, the promotion.
Yeah, I started getting into those and shit. I don't know. I mean, I played a fucking ton of that game, but then I got to a point where I'm just like, all right, these battles are starting to actually get hard now, which is good. But at the same time, I'm not having fun playing them. So the combination of me just not enjoying the game style and the challenge, like, finally broke me on it. But it was fucking, like, it got me to play that much of a game that I just don't really enjoy. So it's fucking definitely really well done.
Yeah. Two was kind of neat because it was kind of not really open world, but it was more of a, you had a big map you can explore, whereas the first one, you didn't have that. It was all very linear.
Yeah.
You had chapters that separated areas.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, once you got to a certain fight, you'd go, you know, end of the chapter, and you'd move on to a new area, and you couldn't return.
Yeah.
So that kind of made 2 stand out a little better. But I think, like, I don't know. The first Shining Force, just a such a fucking good game. But the second one just kind of did things that the first one didn't. That kind of, it might not have actually been a better game if they'd have done the same format.
Yeah.
But, you know, the changes they did were really good. I tried for a long time, like, well, Final Fantasy Tactics came out in the late 90s, probably
98. Yeah, 98, I think. They were fucking pumping out games. It was about a year after Final Fantasy VII.
And boy, I wanted so badly to like that because I loved Final Fantasy VII at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah. It's basically Shining Force with Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And it was not. It was the games are just not enjoyable. There's too much. Well, what do you call that when you have just a lot of minute details that you have to really fucking pay attention to in a game?
It's just too busy.
Yeah, there's too much shit going on, and they're like, they did this thing where, I don't know, it just made it too mechanical for me and made it kind of unfun.
I get it.
Shining Force 3 came out on the Sega Saturn, and that one did some of those same things where, like, basically you could build relationships with other people in the party.
Yeah.
And if you were standing next to that person in battle, in attack, they would give you bonuses.
That's all them fucking Nintendo, like, handheld tactics games rely a lot on that. Fucking Advance Wars. And what's the other one that's real fucking popular that they actually still make? Fuck, what are those called? I think they just released one.
I don't know.
Nintendo Tactics RPGs.
Are they the ones with Fire all the Emblem. Really... Oh, okay. I never played those. I was going to say, are they the ones with all the stupid, like, high school dating sims wrapped around the battle system?
I think so, yes. I think...
Because those are like the... I think those are like the Persona games.
Oh, Persona's that. Not Tactics RPG.
No, it's not Persona. What the fuck is it then?
It's Fire Emblem.
No, there's another one, too, that does that. Right. Atlas makes it, I believe.
But, yeah, Persona is all, like, high school, weird high school shit, but it's more... It's not exactly tactics, because it's... I mean, I think it has a grid system in it, but it's also a turn-based, like, random battles fucking ATB thing. It's weird. Persona games are weird. I only ever played Persona 2, so I don't know a whole lot about the series, but I do own Persona 2, which is probably worth some money because it was
Shin Megami Tensei.
Those are
the games I was thinking of.
Which Persona is technically part of, because Shin Megami Tensei is its own thing, and then it's also a series of spin-off games that are all in that Shin Megami Tensei universe.
Yeah, the Shin Megami Tensei are the tactical role-playing.
Got it.
Yeah, I got one and played 10 minutes of it. I'm like, oh my fucking God. It was like high school weird fucking teenage drama shit.
Yeah,
I'm
that's... like,
what?
That's all those games.
Why is this? Why? Why is this? Why is this a thing?
It's like this. Japan loves high school drama.
Oh my God.
Like, it's their, like, number one thing. Like, look at every Japanese everything. It's all, like, kids in high school.
Yeah. Fuck, it's so dumb.
I think it's because Japanese life ends after high school. Because then you just become, you know, a fucking salary man and then do karaoke. You become a salary man and do karaoke. And that's the rest of your life if you're not in high school.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Golden Sun, that was a tactical game. Actually, I think they had a mix. I have one, Golden Sun Dark Dawn. It was made by the team that made the first Shining Force, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a mix of tactical RPG and turn-based.
I have a game called Kudelka that is a survival horror turn-based tactical RPG. There's a lot going on in it.
It's like it's a first person college football turn-based fucking... Yeah.
I should play it sometime. I bought
survival
it.
Survival game.
So I used to collect weird fucking PS1 games, like, when they were still coming out. So, like, I have a lot of PS1, like, these fucking super rare PS1 games that are fucking worth, like, you know, not $0, not, like, thousands, but probably, like, Persona 2 and fucking Kudelka are probably worth, like, $100, if I had to guess. Like, yeah. Not cheap games. For being 30 years old or whatever they are now. But I was real into fucking weird RPGs at the time, so I'd buy them up planning to play them, and then a lot of times I'd never get around to them. But I played, like, I think 20 minutes of Kudelka, and it's, like, Resident Evil-ish, where you're in a weird mansion, but then it's, like, random battles that turn into, like, grid-based tactics things. But I think it's just one character, not, like, a bunch of them. It's fucking weird, man. I should give that a try and see if it's actually worth playing.
Complete with case and manual and all that, $95.50 is the average price for that Kudelka game.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Nice. I've had a few games that I used to do that too. I had a game called Dark Tower, which is like a spiritual predecessor to all the fucking... that game with the really shitty, that's weird. That game with all the really shitty control that people like.
Yeah. Dark Souls.
Yeah. Dark Souls game it's a predecessor to that.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, oh, well, I know why. I know why they consider that, because it had really shitty controls.
Yeah.
It was very slow and kind of clunky.
Yeah.
Not in a way that you would ever want to play a game.
Holy shit. Persona 2, Eternal Punishment, $202.
Average on video game price chart is $169.98.
Nice.
It's an Atlas game, dude. They fucking...
Yeah.
They didn't fuck around. Well, most of those fucking... most of the Japanese RPGs that didn't really sell a whole lot of,
all
worth quite a bit of money.
Right on.
But yeah, I got like $100 for that Dark Shadow Tower game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not good.
No.
It had a cool cover though.
I mean, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the cover was just some emaciated looking dude. And like real, I don't know, couldn't look like a metal cover.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought a lot of games just cause I was really into the Final Fantasy. So I was really into turn-based RPGs, and that was the heyday. And I was really into fucking Resident Evil. And that was also the heyday of fucking survival horror, which is how I got a bunch of weird fucking games that I picked up. Cause I'm like, I need more shit like this. And you know, I got some really good ones. Like Breath of Fire 4 was really fucking good. Fucking Xenogears and fucking Parasite Eve, but that one was pretty mainstream.
I do still have my copy of Parasite Eve.
That game is so fucking good, man.
I got my copy of fucking Monster Rancher
Nice
2 as well. Those games are fun as fuck. Fuck Pokemon. Monster Rancher was way better.
I mean,
I like being able to put the CD in the fucking PlayStation and create a monster from a CD.
Sure.
Did you ever play the Suikoden games?
I did not.
That's one of the better fucking RPGs on the PlayStation.
I think you were going to let me borrow it one time and somebody stole or you misplaced one of the discs.
I totally have Suikoden. No, I think what happened is they released it on the fucking PlayStation store for the PS3.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But you know what? It's not on the PS4.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's not a crossover there.
PS4 doesn't play PS1 games.
It's fucking emulated.
Not on the PS1.
What?
Not on the PS3, I mean. The PS3 has fucking PlayStation 1 hardware in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The PlayStation 3 has all of the hardware from all three generations.
Nah, I thought they dropped the PS2 hardware on later versions.
They did, and you can't play PlayStation 2 games on those.
Yeah. Kind of makes me want to get a fucking PS3 because I had a few games on there that I there's a few games that you can't get on the PS4, which is annoying.
Wait.
I don't get it.
Wait for the PS5, because I'm pretty sure they've been talking. There's rumors that it's going to be backwards compatible all the way through.
Yeah, but I just bought a PS4, so the chances I'm going to get a PS5 anywhere near launch is
that's totally fair. And you can probably get a PS, like, well, I don't know if you can.
For under $100.
I don't know if you can find a backwards compatible PS3 anymore, though. Like, they all have the PS1 hardware in them, so that's not a problem. Like, even the Slims have the PS1 hardware in them, because I think it's like, I think it's part of their, like, I know on the PlayStation 2, it was like their fucking, one of their side, like, fucking processors or something was just the PlayStation 1, basically. Like, it handles something else for the PlayStation 2. And so backwards compatibility was just kind of an accident, because they ended up using the chip for some other part of that console. So they're like, oh, we can just make this work.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's cool then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I got the Suikoden's an excellent game. I would highly recommend that, because it's a turn-based RPG.
I might have to check that out.
It was a little weird, because it was a game I think they originally wanted to release on, like, the Super Nintendo, and the graphics really reflect that.
Yeah.
But I think delays or something happened, and Konami was like, yeah, fuck it, let's put it on the PlayStation.
And speaking of games that came out on consoles they weren't meant to, Resident Evil Zero was originally a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah.
And there are, like, huge chunks of it that are, like, you can find, and it's shitty Nintendo 64 graphics. It's fucking crazy.
Nice. Oh, my God.
What are you fucking doing, man?
I grabbed that fucking disc out to look at, make sure it was in there, and then I dropped it.
Professionalism. Holy shit. Is it in there?
I have Suikoden 2 as well.
All right. I just remember fucking, like, years and years ago, you were going to let me borrow that shit, and the disc wasn't in the case, and I didn't know if you had ever found it.
Yep, I found it.
That's good.
Yeah, so that is good. It's nice.
Good to know.
Yeah, what else? Oh, so I watched a movie last night.
Yeah.
Watched the movie 1917.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm sure you've heard of it, because
World War One movie?
Yes.
Oscar buzz?
Yes. Definitely deserve the Oscar buzz.
Right on.
Holy fuck, dude. That movie had some of the most gorgeous shots I've ever seen in a movie. I also don't think there was any, if there was CG, you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Is that one all the, like, they did it to make it look like it was all one shot, like a running time movie?
God, I did. Yeah, I guess they kind of, nah, there had to have been.
I mean, there were splits, but I think all the splits were masked with, like, panning across a vehicle or something. So it all looked like one continuous shot.
I honestly didn't really pay attention to that. I was paying more attention to the, but I think that might be correct. God damn it. Now I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
There's two scenes in particular though. There's one where the guy, he's in this town in France, and, it's all fucking shelled by the Germans, and Germans are still holding it, and they're shooting up fucking flares to basically, because it's nighttime, so they're shooting up flares so they could see people running so they can shoot them.
Yeah.
And it's him running through the fucking rubble of this town with these flares flying up, and the fucking shadows are changing real fast, and fucking he's jumping in, like, hiding in fucking, you know, little cubbies and shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, it looks cool.
All right. I'll check that movie out. Is it on anything?
Yeah, we got it. We rent it on Redbox.
Okay.
So it's not available on anything yet. And then there's another scene, which is the fucking scene from the trailer where he jumps up and he's like in front of a trench running, and all these fucking, you know, all these mortars and shit are dropping right behind him and in front of him. And all these people are pouring out of the trench to go towards the fucking battle. And he's trying to run perpendicular to it.
Yeah.
And it's just such a cool fucking shot.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to.
Not a lot of dialogue.
I'm okay with that.
Good portions of the movie where there's almost none, but fuck.
Yeah, I'll have to check that movie out. I've just been watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Which has taken a turn from being a show about the mafia to being a show about current social issues in 1999 or whenever the fuck it was. Like, there was an entire episode that was just nothing happened mafia related. It was just about Native Americans protesting Columbus Day and why Columbus is a villain. And the kid doing a report on how mean Christopher Columbus was. That was the whole episode.
Yeah, there's some, really
watching this other episode. That's just like half the episode is just fucking Anthony Jr. and his girlfriend driving around Harlem talking about basically complaining about their white privilege. I'm like, okay, what is this show now? Also, why does anybody think that like Melfi is a character they should follow at all?
I don't know. Like, aside from that's a psychiatrist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, aside from him being in there.
Right.
Talking to her.
Right.
That's
the only time she matters. So, like, they keep, like, she has these whole side stories with her kids, I guess, or, like, her going to her therapist. And I don't care about any of it. I'm like, none of this is relevant or important. These are just, you're just throwing minutes away because you need to fill time here.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't have any fucking bearing on anything else. Why are you showing me this? I don't understand. I'm still really enjoying the show. It's just, I don't get some of their decisions.
Like I said, there's a few seasons in there where they kind of, I don't know, I don't, not jump the shark, but it's...
They just kind of lose the thread.
Yeah, a little bit. Wait until, what season are you on?
Four.
I can't remember if it's season 5 or season 6. There's an episode with Polly and Christopher that is fucking awesome. It's so goddamn funny.
All right.
I mean, I won't say anything more than that, but it's... It's pretty good.
Is it the one where they're in the woods?
Oh, shit. Was that... Did you already see that one?
Yeah, that was season 3, where they're chasing the Russian through the woods.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, I thought that was later.
No.
All right.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a good episode. Eating the fucking frozen ketchup packets.
Yeah. Also, that's another thing this show does, where they have an idea, and then, like, they set something up, and then never mention it again.
Right.
Like,
yeah, they do that
a lot. Like, there's at least 3 times now where they've set up something. They've set up an obvious, like, side fucking story they're going to pursue, and then it just vanishes. Like, it's never even touched on again.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that. You're right.
Because that Russian's never coming back.
No. And like I told you in our, in chat that, if you like Silvio, you need to watch fucking Lilyhammer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you said that on the episode last week.
I might have. But yep. Yeah, he's pretty great.
I'll check that out when I'm done with this.
That show's only 3 seasons, and it gets a little ridiculous, but sure. Like kind of ridiculous in a fun way.
All right.
So, yeah, it's enjoyable.
Fuck, man. I think that's like pretty much... Like, I've just been watching Sopranos... I watched The Social Network a few weeks ago. I think I talked about that. I haven't watched much for new movies that I can think of. I really need to. I need to find some movies to watch.
Yeah.
Fucking Friday was a complete loss for me. Like, Thursday I got sent home from work because there was nothing. And I had eaten a fucking... I went and got a sandwich from Gandolfo's before work. And then, like, I got home from work, went on a bike ride, went on, like, a 10-mile bike ride, then came home, played some video games, and then just started feeling sick as shit, like, fucking nauseous as fuck all night.
Oh, God.
So I think I got food poisoning or something. I never actually threw up, though. And then fucking, so Friday, all day Friday, I was just on the couch. Like, I got nothing done. Just felt like shit.
Is it the COVID-19?
I wish, because then I could stay home from work. But no, I woke up yesterday fine. Just peachy. got my yard mowed, got all my work done yesterday that I didn't get done Friday. So, I don't know. Oh my God, speaking of the COVID-19, I needed weed killer.
Yeah.
Because I want to prevent these purple bastards from taking my yard over again, because I don't want to pay for True Green again, because that shit's expensive. Mm-hmm. So I went up to Home Depot right up the street here. There is a line to get in the building.
Yep.
Now, I don't know who thinks just having all the people bunch up out front of the store is safer than them in the store at the same time.
People who are retards.
Because they're not in line 6 feet apart or anything. They're all just in a fucking, like, a line for like a roller coaster where they're all like pushing on each other's asses and breathing on each other's mouths, trying to get into the store as quick as possible.
Yes.
So what they're doing is not helping. If anything, it's probably causing bigger problems.
Yeah, it's okay. So like, I had to go to, we went to Hy-Vee for our weekly grocery trip today.
Yeah.
And I know people are like, oh, you should go every 2 weeks. Well, we don't have the refrigerator space for that, so go fuck your face.
Also, milk goes bad faster than that, dum-dums.
Yeah, well, we don't drink that much milk, though.
I do. I'm going to buy fucking 6 gallons of milk in a fucking shot and hope it doesn't go bad. My penis?
But, like, we're going through Hy-Vee. Every employee's wearing a mask. They're doing their things. Yeah. Like, the fucking... the cash registers, like, they're sanitizing the belts every fucking person,
right
after every person. But one of the things they don't do is they don't have any distinction. Like, they don't have a separate in and an out door.
Yeah.
People are just fucking walking out and in the same doors, right. Which there's not a ton of room there anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, why wouldn't you maybe
do an in and an out? Yeah.
Right. Like,
I'm going to tell you the real secret why.
Why?
It's all bullshit.
Well, I understand this, Trevor. But if you're going to fucking, you know, participate in an illusion.
That's fair.
Right.
So I ended up, I didn't go there. I wasn't waiting in fucking line to go into the store to get my weed killer.
Right.
So I'm like, maybe Menards is more rational. So I fucking drove up the street to Menards. And there's no line there. People are just going in and out of Menards like normal human beings going to the store.
Right.
Like, great, I can just go into Menards and get my shit. There's a sign out front of Menards that's like, no children under 16 allowed.
Nice.
You think. You know how much they're enforcing that?
No, none.
Zero. There were entire families of, like, people bringing their children to the zoo, except for instead of the zoo, it's Menards. Like,
that shit I don't fucking get at all.
Families, like, with like 10 kids.
You don't need to bring all your goddamn kids.
I mean, they kind of do, because their kids aren't in school, so what else are they going to do with them?
Fucking make them wait in the car.
You can't do that anymore. Some fucking person is going to come smash the windows open to rescue your kids.
Good. You don't deserve kids.
You know who doesn't deserve kids?
Ooh, who?
People who think their kids shouldn't be allowed outside.
What do you mean?
I mean, fuck it. Bring your kids to the stupid store. God damn. Who cares?
No, fuck kids.
Let me read a stats from covidactnow.org.
Mm-hmm.
From, let me see if I can. Can you see the date on when you took a picture? Ah.
Yeah, details.
This is from March 23rd, over a month ago. If we had enacted 3 months of social distancing, this was their recommendations for, basically, we needed to do a Wuhan style lockdown, according to this website, covidactnow.org. Their numbers suggested that by Tuesday, April 28th, 70% of the state would have been infected.
Yeah.
28,000 people would be dead. And hospitals would be completely overloaded.
Where at?
Omaha, Nebraska. Or just Nebraska in general. This is just the numbers for Nebraska alone.
Oh, those fucking... the models, they were fucking bullshit.
28,000 people should have been dead here. by now, according to COVIDActNow.org.
I don't see.
And our hospitals should be so completely fucking overrun that, like, we are basically in a zombie apocalypse.
Yep. It's perfect, right?
This is this website that people keep posting on fucking the Omaha subreddit, freaking out about, like, the state opening back up. COVID Act Now says blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first of all, and people freaking out that there's going to be a spike. Like, there was always going to be a spike whenever we open back up. We can stay closed forever. There's going to be a spike when we open back up. You can't stay closed. The point was to make sure the hospitals could handle it. And if they're saying it's time to open back up, I'm guessing the hospitals are prepared for whatever's coming at them at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
I think they have a grasp on it now of what it is. I don't know. Maybe I don't know shit, and I don't, but, like, so far, all of the decisions that fucking Lex Luthor has been making with fucking UNMC's guidance, so I don't know.
No, he's just an evil Republican and wants all your money.
Well, also that.
Well, I saw something yesterday that I thought was really, really spot on and just really nailed the time we're in.
Yeah.
It says, when the echoes of history are louder than usual, and they use the wrong then. They use then like T-H-E-N instead of T-H-A-N.
Right.
There's two pictures. One on top is a little kid holding a sign, says, work is freedom, because probably his parents put him up to it because they're like, fuck this shit. Don't make us, like, just don't imprison us in our own fucking homes.
Ridiculous. I want to be imprisoned in my own home. Fuck you people who get to play. You know what? All you spoiled fucking white fucking privileged motherfuckers who get to play quarantine and, you know, all your bills are paid because you have good jobs that just kept paying you with their magical endless money. Fuck you. I'm jealous of you because I have to go to work for my company to keep paying me, which is only half true. They'd keep paying me if we got to stay home, but I don't get to stay home. I don't get to play quarantine.
Well, under that picture of the little kid holding that sign, there's a picture of a sign over a road in Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
It says Arbeit macht frei.
Okay.
Which is work sets you free.
Ah, yes.
And
locking people into a work camp is exactly the same as not allowing people to leave their homes.
Yes. Well, basically, I think they're getting that it's Donald Trump is Hitler.
Oh, I mean, at this point, I agree because he's not letting us leave our homes.
I mean, he's not banning us from leaving our homes.
That's fair.
He hasn't done that. There's been a whole lot of talk with apparently now Sweden is looking like they did it right.
Well, yeah. You know,
with their no lockdowns.
Right.
Hmm.
So, what are you going to do?
It's very weird.
Look, man, do some places maybe actually have needed lockdowns like New York City? And by lockdowns, I mean like
nuke the
purification
city.
By fire? Probably.
See, that's the problem. It's such a weird thing. They're always like, oh my God, America is the worst of the epicenter of the pandemic. And I'm like, New York City is the epicenter of the pandemic. The rest of the country, not so bad.
Well, also, no, it's not because the epicenter is where it started, which is not the United States at all.
No, the epicenter is the fucking where the biggest outbreak is, apparently. Pretty sure that's the word they use. They could be wrong.
Fair enough. We should have done like North Korea. They had zero. They're the best.
India as well.
India had zero? Good job, guys.
The central point of something, typically a difficult or unpleasant situation.
That's
so.
Okay, sure. Words don't mean anything anymore. Words mean nothing anymore.
Well, this is true.
Fuck. I hate how words stopped having meanings.
They just have whatever meaning I want to put to them at that time. I don't see what the point is. I don't see what the problem is there.
That's fair. You got any news, any articles, anything?
Let me look in my pictures.
I haven't been on my computer. I'm trying to avoid being on the computer too much.
Yeah.
Because I find whenever I get on the computer, I just go on Imgur and argue with fucking people to annoy them or to annoy myself. I don't know which anymore. I can't tell if I'm trying to piss other people off or just piss myself off at this point, and it's kind of like a problem.
Right. So I found this tweet of Nancy Pelosi.
All right.
I applaud the courage of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford to come forward to share her story. As we continue to learn more about these allegations against Judge Kavanaugh,
right,
we must ensure that Dr. Ford's rights to justice and privacy are respected. Postpone the vote. Well, somebody edited it and fixed it to say, I applaud the courage of Tara Reid to come forward to share her story as we continue to learn more about these allegations against Joe Biden. We must ensure Reid's rights to justice and privacy are respected. Hashtag choose someone else.
That's different.
You're right.
Man, remember like 3 months ago when they had a viable alternative that probably could have won that people liked?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Yep. It's weird how they keep fucking that up.
Didn't play the game properly, so I found saw another picture. 2020 is punishment for making Old Town Road a number one song, Glenn Danzig.
I hate Glenn Danzig.
He's kind of an awful
fucking person.
I mean, I'm indifferent towards him, honestly. He's no Henry Rollins, that's for sure. Somebody posted on Twitter, there was some white kid from like Minnesota.
Yeah.
So somebody who's never met a black person made a TikTok video that was, not funny.
Right.
Questionable, a little bit racist.
Sure.
And boy, oh boy, the career job lynch mob came out for him.
Of course.
The person who led it was real adamant about talking about, we have to cancel these people. Fucking what a piece of shit. Blah, 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 blah. And unfortunately, people forget that the internet doesn't forget.
Yeah.
And dug up. And this lady, she's not black.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know what descent she is. Maybe like some kind of Hispanic of some kind.
Okay.
She posted June 1st, 2019. If black women put down the Big Macs and had some self-respect, maybe black men wouldn't prefer me.
Oh, shit. Whoops. That backfired.
Yeah. Well, see, unfortunately, underneath all the noise,
yeah,
I don't think people really like pay attention to that.
That's a bummer.
I know. But I saw it and I was like, that's funny.
Yeah. What a piece of shit.
Right. The dude, though, he changed his he deleted all his posts on Instagram and changed his, please stop threatening me and my family. I deleted the TikTok account and my original Instagram got deleted. I hope you blacks will understand. Praying hands.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Well, at least he doubled down on it.
Right.
Holy fuck.
Damn. It was too fucking funny.
God damn. I guess that's how you PR. If your life is already a wasteland, double down.
Yeah, why not?
Holy fuck. Do you think he doubled down on purpose or do you think he's just an idiot?
I think he's an idiot.
Okay.
I
think that's funnier.
It is. It really is.
God damn.
I don't know. There's other things that have happened, but I just don't. I don't have the energy to really care. I guess is the thing here.
Yeah.
I don't know. All this coronavirus. I'm getting to the point where I'm really getting annoyed by. So I'm okay with them doing fucking, you know, not allowing restaurants and shit to be open. Not.
Yeah.
Restricting certain things to an extent.
Okay.
I'm just whatever about it. But California, I heard Gavin Newsom, their governor, he was talking about this plan they want to implement, and it's basically a tracking system for every citizen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, no.
Oh, you didn't think this is where that was going?
Of course I knew it was where it was going.
You but didn't I'm think like, that was the whole fucking point from the start?
I mean, I don't know that it was the point, but it's that whole never let a good crisis go to waste.
Sure.
But that is definitely a line in the sand that needs to be drawn before that fucking point. That won't be, because Californians are fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And if they're okay with that happening, then I don't think they get to vote anymore. No more electoral college
for them. Yeah, I agree.
Take it away. They're fucking morons. Most of them.
You know, that's the world we live in now. I mean, you know what's really dumb about it? They don't need to like fucking do anything to track everybody.
I know.
You don't need to implant something to track somebody. You already know their fucking phone number and have the GPS on it. And guess what? The police can track your phone already.
Yeah.
Even if you turn it off, you can't actually turn it all the way off.
Right.
So
it's fucking stupid.
You know, they already know where you're at all times.
Of course they do.
So it's over. It's over. We're already living in 1984 has happened.
We're over, man.
Every part of that book is already true. The fucking surveillance state, the constant fucking wars in the Middle East, the fucking part where they go back and re-edit the news to fit the current narrative.
Mm-hmm.
All the main fucking aspects of that book happen.
I still haven't read it.
Instead of putting rats in your mouth to re-educate you, they just fucking hashtag cancel you.
Yeah. I don't see what the problem is.
Every part of that book is no longer fiction. It just exists. So it is what it is. I don't know. Mm. Get over it. Move on. That's fine. What are you going to do?
Going to ask you a question, actually.
Shoot.
Do you happen to want some... I think I got some comic books and some... You don't need a Final Fantasy IX strategy guide just for collector's sakes, do you?
No, I have one.
Okay.
Is it the Brady Guide?
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's fucking awful. Go online and do this.
Like, it's when the internet was starting to be a thing.
I spent $15 on this fucking thing. I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm just going to go online for all this, why wouldn't I just go to GameFAQs and not have spent the money on this fucking Brady Guide?
Right.
I think that was one of the last fucking strategy guides I bought because of that shit.
Yep, same here.
That shit was infuriating.
Yeah, it was fucking bad.
But they were trying really hard to push their website at the time, and so that's how they did it.
I wonder if that thing still exists.
What's the webs? You have the thing in your hand?
It was a Play Online, I think, was the...
Oh, that's right. It turned into their fucking shit for Final Fantasy XI. That's why they were doing it.
It does still exist. Holy shit.
Wow.
USA.
PlayOnline.com, right, Final Fantasy... that's Final Fantasy XI.
That is... Where's my Final Fantasy IX? Does it not exist? Oh, I should call and... I should, like...
Yeah.
Send an email to Square Enix, like, hey, my Final Fantasy IX...
Yeah, I can't use the strategy guide because you guys are dog shit.
I need my money back.
I want my $9 back. Yeah, because Play Online just became Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's stupid, but whatever. Final Fantasy XI was garbage.
We put a lot of time into that game, though.
I didn't, because it was garbage.
I put a lot of time into that game, though. It had some really great ideas. It just also had some really bad ideas.
Yeah.
The world was kind of beautiful and fun to explore when you weren't getting fucking constantly hounded by monsters that would fucking two-shot you.
How fucking old-looking is this website, dude?
I mean, it's for Final Fantasy XI.
It doesn't matter. You think they'd fucking update, like, just overhaul it at some
for
point.
For what
people
purpose?
People still play it, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't use the internet. They don't use a web browser to go play it, ever.
No, I know, but this is just like...
Nobody ever comes to this website. ever.
Yeah, I bet they do. I'm gonna look up the stats.
Goddamn, I'm gonna read an email while you're doing that. How's that sound? Okay. You can email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. We have one email this week from Mimsy. Let's see what she has to say about defending poisoning people this week. Why, hello. I get not liking Quentin Tarantino's movies. They're long and drawn out. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Colin hates movies that are more than 23 minutes long.
2 hours. That's my limit. Oh, also, that 1917 movie?
Yeah.
It was like a minute, 2 minutes under 2 hours.
So it's perfect.
Perfect.
All right. If it had been 3 minutes longer, you'd have hated it.
Probably.
But I love Inglourious Basterds. I watched Inglourious Basterds once. It's okay.
It was a little ridiculous.
Yeah. It sucks that The Bear Jew wasn't Adam Sandler. It would have been a better movie.
No, it wouldn't, because it would have been an Adam Sandler movie.
It would just for like 2 seconds, and it would have been funny instead of having fucking Eli Roth, which was retarded.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The Kill Bill movies. I really like Kill Bill, too. I don't think I'd watch them again, but they're very enjoyable.
Yeah, they were okay.
Once Upon a Time, I've never seen, and Django. Django's fucking great. You should watch Django.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's, it's like I said, they're okay, but I don't get the people that drool over him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, how fucking much people like Quentin Tarantino movies when they're just like, it's fine.
Because Pulp Fiction was really different when it came out and nobody had seen anything like it.
Sure.
You should really watch Django, Colin, and Inglourious, because Brad Pitt is just wonderful in it. You've seen
Inglourious. I own Inglourious.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction was fun, and it was like it was pretty different. And John Travolta, it was like a comeback for him, so it got a lot of hype for that.
Oh yeah, I guess. Was like, that really?
It got a lot of hype for being John Travolta's kind of comeback picture.
That was before Face Off.
Yeah, I think so.
Face Off. I just did the thing where I pulled my hand away from my face and closed my fingers together.
Yeah.
Face Off.
I mean, you can't say it and not do that.
No, you can't. You literally cannot.
It's impossible to say Face Off.
That's why I don't go to hockey games, because every time I'd be like, oh, fuck.
It's the Face Off. Fuck. Trevor, if you want to go biking or hiking, I'd be down. Maybe in a couple weeks. I'm going to lay low from other people for a couple weeks because there's 5 positive COVIDs in my building. And
oh, yeah, Ronnie got sent home for 2 weeks.
You fuck him. Fuck him for getting to play quarantine. Dude, yep. I'm team captain of one of the motherfuckers, and I didn't get to.
What?
Right? The techs that work on his machine all got fucking sent home, but not me.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get their fucking rules, man.
It's probably because they fucking need you.
Yeah, I know. But they need techs too, man. We have like 10, like on all 3 shifts total. We have no techs. They fired all the techs a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And now half the techs are gone on COVID watch.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, same at the other building. So
yeah,
there you go.
I
you know what?
What's
I all of a sudden I'm really glad I didn't get hired as a tech there.
Yeah. I mean, you get paid to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but fuck that shit. I don't want to deal with that.
That's
I don't want to deal with that place.
No, you don't. It sucks. And it just keeps getting worse. And you'd have got fired if you'd got hired as a tech anyway. They'd have fucking fired you by now because they'd have gone. Or maybe they'd have fired the people who'd been there longer and kept you because you're cheaper.
They didn't. Yeah, because I make less. They didn't fire Ronnie.
That's fair. I mentioned the Rosie the Shark last week in relation to abandoned buildings. Yeah, we got there. We put that together eventually. She is neat because no one has ever tried to preserve a shark like that. And she's still mostly intact. Intact. I don't know how that's pronounced.
Intact.
She also is super cool because she was just left in this abandoned building till they were like, oh yeah, that's a thing. Man, I'm going to have to go look that up. I forgot to look it up last week. Ben ended up with a Subaru from Baxter. I wasn't able to hear the pod until after he got it, but it was a good experience and he's excited.
Baxter.
It just
doesn't get any better. Boo-doo-doo.
I have Ben's permission to ask this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying was it to play Bridge Crew with Ben last night? I think I yelled play nice a few times at him. Silly Ben. Me and Ben were playing Bridge Crew last night, and he was progressively drunker and drunker throughout.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
It wasn't bad, actually. He wasn't nearly as annoying as he could have been. He was mostly funny. Like, everybody else in the game was entertained enough that it was fine. I've played with some real fucking belligerent drunks in that game, and he was not that. He was just, you know, kind of being fucking goofy. I've played with people who just, like, fucking get belligerently drunk and start shouting dumb shit and get angry and confrontational over retarded shit in a game that's barely a game. So, no, he was fine.
Yeah.
Try VR chat. It's oddly fun. I don't know if that's on PlayStation. Let's do tabletop sometime. Cheers, Mims. I am down for Tabletop Simulator. I want to play Kill Team on that. I have Betrayal at House on the Hill in there. Yeah, we should do some Tabletop Simulator. I'm trying to get my buddy Ethan to play Kill Team with me in it. Because it's cool. You got anything else, Colin? That's all our email. Really. That's all our email for the week.
Okay.
Yeah. This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors.com, and email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. That's the direction. Holy shit. Five years we've been doing this. One day we'll get it right. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
Holy shit. I got to go make breakfast and get ready to go to work and go keep people with COVID to spit in my mouth so everybody around them can. Dude, so hand stuff. So
everybody, what?
Hand stuff. You know what hand stuff is.
Yeah, I do.
Someone there got it. Guess what that means? All of them are gone. We have no more hand stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, because they're all right next to each other. So what are you going to do?
I mean, they shouldn't have been right next to each other anymore.
Well, what are you going to do? That's where their desk is. Can't help
fucking
it.
Fucking move them. Modify move, it. Move them. Modify
to precautions. We don't do precautions until after it's too late. I don't know where you think I work.
It just makes no fucking sense.
Dude, they replaced our badge time clocks with these time clocks that are a webcam and a touch screen.
What?
So it takes a picture of your face.
You actually have to physically touch it?
Takes a picture of your face and then you touch clock in on the screen with your finger.
Yeah. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. So we all line up and touch the time clock with our eyeballs and our tongues and our fucking mouth.
How do you actually feel about that?
So, you know, totally taking all necessary precautions. Instead of just being like, okay, you're here, we're gonna pay you. We're all like fucking licking each other's eyeballs. I hate it. It's so dumb. It's the only, like, I don't give a shit about the rest of it. Like, okay, we're wearing masks. I get it. That's cool. I don't fucking mind having to be within 6 feet of fucking people when I'm helping them out. Doesn't bother me. But the fucking time clock, man, everybody in the world, it's fucking filthier than the goddamn toilets. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't like using the time clock fucking normally because I'm a slight germaphobe, you know? But now.
Right.
Get fucked.
No, that sucks.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
That sucks kind of bad.
Anyway.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for listening. This is a great outro. We're really high energy outro this week.
Holy shit, I thought you stopped recording.
No, this is all going in.
I thought we were just shooting the breeze afterwards.
Nope, this is all going in.
Perfect.